I cannot. All I can do is strongly recommend that you study your faith regularly. Of course, from authentic, approved Catholic sources. There's too much learned error in the Catholic air today. Number two, practice your faith. Live it. And notice your Catholic faith. Thirdly, defend your Catholic faith. That doesn't mean you go around with a club or threaten people or tell people to their face, "You heretic." Oh no. All kinds of more effective ways. You smile. "Well, I can see what you're saying, but have you thought of this?" Defend your faith. Number four, share your faith. As I've said this so often, I'm sure to many of you, on the last day we shall be mainly judged on our practice of charity. Well, the most important and fundamental gift from God is our faith. Share it. Fifth, know the saints. If you don't have a book of the lives of the saints at home, get one. Not just one. There are a lot of saints. All I can tell you is, over the years, my reading the lives of the saints has given me all kinds of ideas I'd never had before. Like, for example, never wasting a minute of time, unquote, Saint Alphonsus of Liguori. So I examine my conscience. Have I wasted time? I mark it down. So I confess it in my next confession. My friends, the time we can waste . There are souls to be saved. Sixth, how are we to live our faith in the Catholic Church? By praying for the poor souls. Every day. You'd have to choose your priest to confess this to. But he's the right priest. Don't hesitate. Say, "I forgot to pray for the poor souls. 5 days since my last confession." As the priest is supernaturally abnormal, he might say that again. If he challenges you, you might ask, "Father, I'm sure you are regularly praying every day for the poor soul, aren't you?" And ladies, you women can tell priests things we men could never get away with. Finally, remain loyal to the Vicar of Christ. Know what he is teaching. What a scandal. Some 50 million Catholics, nominally, in the United States. Said this before, I'll say it again. Last figure, less than 3,000 subscriptions to the Holy Father's official newspaper. is over to Romano. But since we last met, for many of you, guess who the new editor of the English was over to Romano is? Do you know? Father Robert Dempsey of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Remain loyal to the Pope. Know what he teaches. Pray for him and defend him. Just one closing invocation. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.